好啦，下一个议程，第九个议程，荃湾分区委员会区域范围罪案简报，2006年10月至11月区议会文件120，我哋请荃湾指挥官嘉华礼总警司同我哋报告一下有关呢个120号文件。
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. In fact, the crime brief for the October-November 2006 is tabled. Also tabled is the 2006 crime statistics and the annual policing plan from the Commissioner of Police. I think you've also received is the blue folder, and also at the back of the letter with the statistics for 2006, you'll also see simplified the policing plan for Chuen Wan District. As already briefed many members last week, from the District Council and the DFCC who attended the briefing, I just want to re-emphasise our main priorities are to maximise the police presence on the streets throughout this year, to maintain the streets safe, together with a quick and efficient investigation of all cases. Particularly this year, I'll be targeting burglaries in both residential areas of the Chuen Wan Town Centre and also the industrial areas, as well as miscellaneous thefts through education and joint police and community action. I'm very happy to answer any questions you have on the figures from the October-November or from the 2006. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
多謝啊，今日有冇邊位議員想問問題？係啊，就偉明然之後最情況係嘛？係
誒，多謝主席，亦都好多謝荃灣警區咧，就係提供咗一份文件咧，今日喺我哋台面嘅。咁我就好欣賞咧，就係副文件中嘅附件 A 第一頁同埋第二頁嘅資料啊。咁啊，為咗我哋進一步了解一下荃灣區嗰個罪案特性嘅演變咧。我想要求呢荃灣警區可唔可以提供由1997至到2006年嘅呢十年裏面嗰個罪案資料情況呢，類似附件 A 第一頁同第二頁俾我哋會後呢提供俾我哋返去溫下書咁樣。多謝主席。
OK。仲有冇出情況。
多謝主席啊，咁都多謝警方。就我睇到文件咧，就第29嗰度咧，就嗰個少年嗰罪行嗰邊咧，就係即係嚴重咗嘅。咁就亦都有一日就呢個月就捕捉咗呢個51名青少年咧，當中咧有47名咧係學生嚟嘅。咁其實我好關注嘅就係呢個問題，即係青年人同學生係我哋未來嘅棟梁。即係如果即係話個犯罪率係咁高咧，即係我覺得喺呢個學校嘅教育方面，即係我諗要提高一個嗰個做法啊。咁就即係冇以免啊，即係我哋下一代係影響我哋個社會，咁都會將個社會找回去到搞不安啊。咁就呢個方面呢，我希望警方喺呢方面做多啲嘢啊。咁就另外呢，就即係中國個開放同我香港呢，就帶動自由行嗰方面呢，將會多咗好多嗰、那個嗰啲叫做或者揸假證啊，或者係嗰啲用其他方法嚟到香港行騙啊，或者打荷包嘅人咧，都會我覺得會陸續會增加嘅。咁呢方面咧，我都希望警方咧要做多啲功夫嚇。咁啊，多謝主席。
好，仲有冇想提問？阿邝良兄，
多謝主席。我都同意阿火哥所講，我睇到嗰、那個少年因呢個刑事案被捕由7至15歲咧，就即係舊年。05同06年呢就增加36%，呢個可能唔係警方可以做得到嘅。反正我希望社署呢就可能需要關注一下，就需唔需要即係同呢啲嘅家庭呢，佢啲家長呢就多啲即係了解一下荃灣區，因為呢個問題點解會即係增加咗成30%呢。多謝主席。
多謝。仲有冇議員想提問？我今日係。
是多謝主席。那就上次我們在即都在整整的料講過，就有關那些毒品啊和濫藥的數字呢就一路咁飆升，咁同埋嗰啲叫做安非他命嗰啲，咁就前嗰排都聽到啊即係警務處一哥都講話都會注視一個問題。之後嗰幾日呢都睇到即係佢都帶一班青少年去做呢、這個宣傳。咁希望即係喺我哋荃灣區例如即係接駁深港嘅車上啊，即係車嘅附近啊，咁就我哋希望都做多啲呢啲嘢，就希望啲青少年就注意呢個問題同埋啲各樣嘅事情啊。多謝主席。
OK， 唔該曬。好啦，如果冇問題，我請嘉文係總經理回應有四位議員提出。
Certainly, yes. I think first of all, so Mr.Chan Wai-ming with his figures for the 10 years. In fact, what we have, I can give it to you today actually, we have figures for the 5 years. I'll have to look back to see if we have the figures for the full 10 years in this format, but obviously you'd appreciate that I don't want to spend a lot of officers' time creating something that may not be available. So perhaps I can give first out the figures for the 5 years worth for comparison, and then I'll check to see whether we can provide also in the same format the figures for the full 10 years.Okay, so obviously that's after the meeting. Sometime the PCRO will hand those figures out. Okay. For the other points, certainly some of them were quite similar. In one sense, I'll say with juvenile crime, obviously is a major concern for police as well as all members of the public and every person around this meeting here. We do have education on juvenile crime where PCRO staff, our triad members,Triad police officers as well as normal police officers do visit all the schools and give talks and presentations, and I think the best way to tackle it as far as we're concerned on this side of it is through education together with the schools to try and get the message through to these children that obviously crime doesn't pay is the obvious message we're trying to pass through. The majority of these types of crimes committed by the juveniles tend to be the shop theft crimes, the stealing of things amongst themselves, taking each other's mobile phonesas well as sometimes assault amongst themselves. So we need to get the message through to them, obviously, that particularly, as you say, the 7 to 15-year-olds, that this is not the way forward for them. As far as the cross-border buses are concerned, yes, I did hear also last week, Mr. Wong also raised the same issue with me, and certainly I think we ought to look into having some more publicity at these bus stops. There are lots of bus stops within Chun Wan going across the border,I see no problem at all in handing out some more education again to people going across and when they return. And also, we can step up some of our stop and search with some of the people when they do come back from across the border to make sure they're not bringing things back into Chun Wan area, such as ketamine or other dangerous drugs. As far as the forged documents of people on the IVS scheme, obviously we do stop and search and stop and check. All suspicious type people, whether they're illegal immigrants or whether they're people on two-way permit holders, whether they're overstayers. We have special operations actually targeting these. In fact, today is one of our Operation Champions, which is an ongoing operation conducted regionally and district-wide and force-wide, specifically targeting people from across the border who may be here illegally with either forged documents or as illegal immigrants themselves.I think that covers all the issues. Is there anything I missed?
Okay, 仲有四个。如果冇咩仲有冇咩问题？林柏梗系。
主席，多谢。咁咧就我哋咧就我有一个少少嘅意见嘅，睇下咧就系有关个青少年嗰个罪行嗰个问题咧，因为我啲社会服务以及嗰个社区宣传小组下咧有个青少年活动工作小组嘅，咁我想睇一睇个交运礼总警司嗰边咧会唔会考虑，即系到时咧可唔可以即系揾一啲嘅同事咧就嚟参与我哋嗰个嘅会，有阵时都可以即系宣传下嗰个有关嗰个嘅即系灭罪嗰个信息咁样嘅吓，多谢主席。
冇问题，如果大家提议就话整下交通总之搭呢个，同埋林佛紧嗰个一齐做嗰个活动。
Absolutely, I find no problem at all. I think any joint action to help to fight juvenile crime is very useful either through the DFCC or through the working groups or through NGOs or anything else. Please, if you advise my PCRO Susanna of when the dates and times of these meetings are, then I can send someone along. No problem at all.
喂，等等，我想問一問，有我問下今日眾警司嘅，就秘書處咧喺較早前咧就收到九方有關呢個要求區議會公開支持警方打擊喺響和街路霸嘅電郵嘅。咁呢件事咧喺亞洲電視都曾經播過出嚟嘅。咁而家我想請問警方今日眾警司咧，佢會簡述呢件事件同埋呢次嗰次嘅跟進工作咧咁樣，因為我哋收到九方電郵係支持你哋去做呢件事嘅。
Yes, I know the case, yes. Basically, we received quite a number of complaints from the community for living around the Hongwall street area and walking in the Hongwall street area about people who were parking at the parking meters but not putting any money in the meters. Basically, they were monopolizing the meters, to use a phrase early on in the briefing this afternoon. And what they do is they leave their car. Is police action normally is obviously on patrol. The police officers will walk along the street. If they see a meter that doesn't have somebody's put the money in, then they'll ticket the vehicle. But what these people do is actually they have lookouts, they keep eyes out for when the police come. As soon as they see a police officer, they'll run across and put some money into the meter for maybe 1 hour. And they think that then that covers them for parking for the rest of the day. But of course then it's obstructing everybody else from using that car park for the rest of the day. Obviously these car parks are really supposed to be temporary car parking areas where people come and park there, do a bit of shopping, do a bit of business and leave again, rather than people who actually just leave their cars there permanently and only pay for money when they see a police officer. What we did to get around this problem and also solve the complaints from the members of the public is we used some observation posts who were in plain clothes to keep an eye out of which vehicles were deliberately parking there and not paying for the meters. And then once we collected enough evidence, then basically swooped down on them and ticketed them all for failing to pay on the meters. As I'm sure you saw on the ATV, this did cause some concern for some of the members of the public, but I'm sure anybody who watched the program would sympathize with the fact that most of the people who are complaining are those are the ones who failed to pay for the money in the meters. What they were basically complaining against was saying that we shouldn't use plain clothes to capture them. We should give them a chance to be able to put their money in. But our argument, of course, is that they have committed the offence by failing to put the money into the meters. It's not a matter of us catching them failing to put the money in the meters. So that basically is the operation we conducted on that day. It seems to have a reasonable success in the sense that since the operation, obviously, these people are not illegally parking there. We will monitor the situation very closely, and if the illegal parking continues or starts again, then once again we'll arrange operations in the area to make sure these people don't monopolize these parking spaces.
好，多謝你，交嚟仲要先，就所有電郵咧都係支持你警方呢個工作嘅嚇。張竹波，即係借呢個機會咧，向你哋即係啲電個居民啊，同埋啲電郵咧，都係向你表達即係支持你哋嘅咁樣做法。
係，主席唔好意思，都係頭先嗰個喺度街嗰度，因為我都有上嗰、那個即係有啲討論區都講過呢件事嘅，都即係我都幾關注。咁其實個網絡裏邊咧講過話有啲。有啲係恐嚇嘅成分啦，咁唔知警方會唔會注視到呢樣嘢，因為佢網絡佢個討論區講嘅啫，但我唔知係咪真實啦，咁都要警方去到徹查啦，就係呢樣嘢啫，主席。
張警司。
I'm sorry, I don't have enough details to answer that one. Intimidation by who?
There are some element of intimidation in this. Do we have any?
No. I don't know. Not that I've heard of any intimidation in this particular incident. Obviously, what does tend to happen, though, is that some of the people who are abusing these parking meters sometimes do intimidate other people who want to park in those locations, and that's the reason that we take this particular action. I mean, for example, if you want to park there, somebody will come out and say, no, sorry, this is my parking space, and they actually take it as their private parking spaces. So, yes, there has been intimidation in the past, but on this particular day, obviously, there was no intimidation itself.
Okay, 陳金林。
多謝主席，我只是表揚警方，就是在和街這個泊車事件呢，他們盡了很大的努力和非常之好耐性。如果大家有上 YouTube 或者有看 ATV 呢，實際那個贏家是警方， 即警方是顯示出他們是做得非常之好。咁我亦都聽到附近嗰個居民咧，其實對即係一兩户嗰個商鋪嗰種做法係好不齒嘅，嚇佢哋覺得佢哋做得唔啱嘅，即係話你唔交錢，如果警察嚟到，你應該就交罰款啦，仲喺度講乜鬼啊？仲要攞上去 YouTube， 仲要攞上 ATV， 結果就係自暴其丑嘅。咁所以我覺得警方係做得好好，希望警方繼續努力，亦都希望即係警方唔好因為一小撮嘅人就覺得成條街啲人都唔得，佢唔係成條街啲人都唔得，即係真係一小撮嘅啫。多謝主席。
唔該曬，我哋所有電郵都係贊揚警方嘅，再支持警方打擊呢件事嘅。OK， 唔該曬。